News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Setter at his dutiful spot in our studios here. He's at the producer's chair, ready to make sure that everything goes well with our guests on the news line and guest in person here. So let's launch right into it. In the studios, TJ Eike is back, president and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. Of course, they're still gloating a little bit. They just hit a home run with the leader cast recently, but they got, of course, she immediately turns her attention to the future. They got a lot going on around here. TJ, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Always my pleasure, Mark.
I really do appreciate it. I've learned so much about what the chamber does. It's got to be the biggest chamber of commerce around here and just doing more and more and more. And you do more with fewer people than any business anywhere. So I just think we could dwell on that one day. How do you do all this would be a great question.
Well, you got to make sure you keep your folks pepped up and give them a little effort, little options for their efforts.
All right. Well, super. We'll give kudos to every one of them. And on the news line right now, we also have a guest on the phone. Vicki Kramer is here. Good morning, Vicki. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
I really appreciate it. Vicki is the Yes to the Future career counselor at she's located at the PA Career Link office, but she also works through and with the CSIU. So, Vicki, thank you for all those efforts, and we're going to ask you to introduce Yes to the Future in one moment, but we'll start out with TJ. Give us a glance why this is a really important thing for us to bring up and talk about.
Absolutely, Mark. I think it's got multiple levels, but the biggest thing I think is our youth who are coming out of local school districts who maybe aren't sure where they want to go and what path they want to follow. Maybe they want to go to college but don't know what they want to study, or they want to go right into the work field and they don't know what they really have interest in. So this is a way for them to explore. But it also helps our local businesses. Perhaps they're going to find a new employee, and also they're going to have the opportunity to show within what they're doing and how they do it and help mold this individual, but also help their employees feel like they're giving back to our future as well.
All right, and Vicki, please tell us about Yes to the Future.
Absolutely. So Yes to the Future works with young adults ages 16 to 24 and not enrolled in high school. Yes assists young adults with enrolling in education, finding or seeking employment, and enrolling in training or the military. So we work in conjunction with the CSIU, Advanced Central PA, and the PA Career Link System.
And how many young people are involved in this so far?
Well, we serve 9 counties, so giving you a number is kind of hard, but I think I probably have close to 30 on my caseload, and I also have another person who serves Northumberland, Snyder, and Union counties with me, and we're probably about even with 30, so probably 60 in our general area.
And TJ, you have one of these interns at your office. Explain how this is working and about this young man.
Yeah, absolutely. So, this young man wasn't sure exactly where his passion lied. So, being the Central PA Chamber of Commerce, we have our hands in just about everything. So it's a really cool opportunity for him to be exposed to anything from financials to sales to marketing, advertising, just running a business in general. So far it's been very fortunate for us to be able to see him and have him, dabble in different things and find where he's passionate. And it's nice. It's a breath of fresh air to have a youngster in the office, and give us their perspective of what they've been learning in school and how we can make it work with businesses as well.
And Vicki, this isn't something that's I just go down to the Career Link office and say, I'd like to be a Yes to the Future person. And you call a business and say, oh, we're going to have an intern here sit in the back row and do your typing and file stuff and go grab coffee or lunch for us. Explain that this, or I guess elaborate, because you did talk about this a little bit, that this is almost a curriculum that this individual gets funneled through.
Absolutely. So honestly, Mark, it really is that simple for a young person in that age range to come to the Career Link and say, hey, I'm looking for a paid internship, maybe in the field of business. It really is that simple for us to work with them and to see what else they need. Do they need career exploration? Do they need maybe some typing skills? We'll hook them up with some digital literacy classes if we have to. So it really is as simple as them showing up to the Career Link and asking for help.
Well, you sound too young to use the term typing. It's keyboarding nowadays, but I, of course, I'm 100% clear on what you're talking about. All right, well, we're just about done with your segment, but just go to the CareerLink office, elaborate a little bit more on the program, if you would, and how to get a hold of you.
Sure. So they could stop into the CareerLink anytime, or we also have a website. They could go to csiu.org/yes, or they can call or text our YES program manager, whose name is Paula Dickey, at 570-238-3400.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all you're doing and doing this work. Keep in touch if you have any more announcements or anything to pass along. But it sounds like YES to the Future's trying to be a great conduit for some folks to get into the work field. Thank you, Vicki. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you, TJ.
Absolutely.
You bet. That is Vicki Kramer. She is the YES to the Future Career Counselor at the PA Career Link office in Sunbury. That telephone number down there, 570-988-7330, extension 334, and of course, csiu.org/yes. And of course, obviously, two different locations there, the IU and the Career Link, but they're working together on this. All right, so just one other sentence about this YES to the Future. In as much as 30 folks are placed, there are more opportunities for folks.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with the employee shortage, this is a really good opportunity. It's a win-win for everybody. So it's just, I think it's a really, it's a warm and fuzzy if you can get it out of employment opportunities. It really is to have somebody come in and be able to try different things and maybe find something they didn't even know they were passionate about.
And businesses should sign up for this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I encourage anyone who has interest to call me and I can get the information to you and we can get you hooked up.
All right. Number at the Central Pennsylvania Chamber.
570-742-7341.
CentralPAChamber.com is the website. All right. Super. All right. So that takes care of YES to the Future. That's the paid internship program. Dozens and dozens of people being aided through that around here. What else is cooking at the Chamber? I mentioned the Leader Cast was a home run for dozens of people who were at that event.
Yeah, we're going to be announcing something here early this week in regards to Leader Cast for those who miss out on the opportunity or maybe liked it so much and just want to catch it again. So keep keep informed and stay tuned with us as well on that. And just a lot of different seminars and trainings coming up. We've constantly realized that folks are very uncomfortable when they get in a group setting and they have to introduce themselves. And it doesn't matter if they've been in business for, 5 minutes or 5 years, they just freeze up and don't know what to say and shy away. And I think it's really important that we all have an elevator speech, if you will, in our back pocket. And we've been doing these seminars for years, but they're getting more and more popular. So we have an elevator speech seminar coming up on May 25th, which is right around the corner. And it's at our office. It's a controlled environment, if you will. We make sure that it's not overly crowded, so that way you can kind of have some time to practice and feel comfortable amongst your peers. But I do encourage everyone, if you have that chance, think about it. We're actually doing an entire group at Riverwoods. They've asked us to hold their own elevator speech seminar. So we can do that as well if you have a whole group within your business or not-for-profit that really want to practice and know how to do an elevator speech and get your word out.
And the premise is that, of course, you see somebody in an elevator and they say, who the heck are you? And you say, okay, well, I'm Mark Lawrence. I'm a bad radio announcer and so on and so forth. But you have an answer ready to that question.
Yeah, we do. The great Jeff Schaefer, as he likes to be termed in regards to the elevator speech class.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Good for him.
He's
modest,
been,
too.
Yeah. He's been doing this a while, and he has a nice little outline. And when you sit down, you all start to talk and fill out your outline and help one another. And there's peers there helping you that are in the same situation as you. And we found, too, a lot of times folks use acronyms. And if you're giving an elevator pitch to someone who's never met you and doesn't know your field, and you're using using a bunch of acronyms, they have no idea what you're talking about. So it's really nice to be able to practice and develop that elevator pitch amongst folks who are not in your industry sometimes, because then they can say, hey, what are you talking about? Can you maybe change this a little bit, or, you know, work on this? And then it's really helpful to do handshakes and eye contact. You know the old term, the dish rag handshake and those kinds of things. And I think we've gotten away from handshakes for so long that maybe some of us have forgotten. But eye contact as well. If you're given an elevator pitch and you're looking behind them or to the floor because you're nervous or you're not confident, that's going to come through really loud and clear.
Are we going back to handshakes?
I think some folks are. Yeah, to each their own. You know, okay. There's fist bumps, elbow bumps, you know, to each their own. I think I use enough hand sanitizer in a day's time. I'm still handshaking.
Well, yeah, me too. And I think people are, some folks like to do it and some don't. Some folks extend their hand, others don't. So, yeah, you're right. It's to each his own. That's how that goes. Okay, so that's the elevator speech and handshaking seminar. And just and plus, I think maybe you didn't mention it, but I will. This idea that once you start to talk about and go over the things that are your outline per se, and this idea that these meetings of greetings of people becomes brought up and talked about and normalized, it's much easier to do it.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you get to practicing it a few times, and our biggest thing is we find when folks do start to get comfortable, if they haven't been through a course like this, they don't realize that you have about 28 seconds whether someone's going to have interest in talking to you again or tuning you out. And those folks that are really nervous, sometimes once they get going, they don't stop. And their elevator pitch turns into 5 minutes about, you know, everything under the sun. And then folks just kind of lose interest and walk away or thinking about other things while your mouth is running. So okay. I think it's really key. We try to hone in on that 28 seconds, pique their interest, and then set up an appointment where you're sitting down and you're actually having a meeting at their request.
I'm a mouth runner offer, so
once I get on a soapbox, it's hard to get me off.
I know. People say, Mark, how long did you speak? I said, well, probably about 5 minutes. They're like, no, that was 22 minutes, you know. So, all right. Well, anyway, all right, enough about that. Stick around. We're 7:40. You're coming back. We're going to talk about the Pledged Asset Loan Program. We're going to talk to one ultra-forward-thinking businesswoman around here who's already made use of it, so that we're talking about that. T.J. Ike is here, President and CEO of Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. We're going to continue our conversations about all of these updates shortly.
On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center on the other side of the glass. Fabulous producer. Going to do another great job this week. We're fairly certain of that. So we appreciate that. He is why. Shortly after the interview, you can go to the WKOK podcast page, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts, and all the rest of them. And you know what happens. The Sunrise interview will be there. In the studio with us now, T.J. Ike is here, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. Welcome back.
Good morning again.
Much appreciated that. In our first segment, we talked about the Yes to the Future paid internship program and a little bit about the LeaderCast and that unique opportunity for folks who've missed the event to review or maybe just outright buy one of the segments individually, which I definitely plan to do. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later. And we are now going to talk to Ann Hilliard of Remax Bridges. It's not too often that we talk about a new realtor in our area. So, Ann, thank you so much for calling in. Good morning.
Good morning.
I really do appreciate it. Please introduce why this is a timely and important segment.
Absolutely.
TJ.
So we are trying to encourage folks to know and take advantage of our Pledged Asset Loan Program, PAL. And Ann was one of the very first, and it was just a perfect fit because she was a very longtime member and a businesswoman who was looking to step out of where she was for many decades and do something new. And I think this just helped make it a little easier for her.
Well, Ann, thank you so much for agreeing to talk a little bit about this. I'm always so in admiration of people who I say pull a business out of thin air and make it thrive like you have decided to do. So tell us if it was quite that fast, or is this something that's been in the works for a while in your mind? And, of course, we know you've been a career realtor around here for a long time. So kind of give us the background on Remax Bridges.
Well, you know, I've been in the real estate industry for 28, almost 29 years, and at one point, you know, you have to grow or go. So I decided to go and opened my own office. Like everybody else, the pandemic has been a little challenging, but when the building on Market Street came available, I knew that that was the right location for me. I knew that it was going to be a good fit. And so when the PAL opportunity happened, I thought, well, you know, that'll at least help me with the renovations that need to be done to take a restaurant to a real estate office.
All right, well, fantastic. Yeah, Reba and Poncho's was in that particular building, and lots of folks watched that transition take place there. Now, how does the personal asset loan program work, TJ?
Yeah, so it's meant to be extremely easy for anyone to use. The key element, I think, that's most significant is that you can pick the financial institution of your choice. So a lot of lending programs with other organizations who try to help economic development, they dictate the primary lender whom you have to work with, or they lend the money out directly from themselves. We wanted to make sure that we were benefiting not only the individuals, businesses who needed the funds, but also our financial institutions who are trying to make out with these loans, but for whatever reason, they just don't have, you know, they can't get to that threshold to say, okay, I can lend this money without a backer. So we kind of step in and back these loans and invest the money needed to make up the difference within the financial institution. So that way, I believe that there's more than one winner in this situation.
And I always say these are folks that think big who the chamber's backing. You know, I suffer from thinking small. I would never be able to start a new business, nor do I have one sort of in the back of my head waiting to happen. But you think big. You try to differentiate yourself from other realtors around here. Sort of explain the thought process that went into starting up your own business and, you know, mention how the PAL, the personal asset loan, fit in.
Well, inside of every person, I think there's a bit of entrepreneurship and the desire to, you know, put their stamp, their personal stamp on what they do for a living. And this was my opportunity to do that. You know, I had my broker's license since 2007. So it wasn't, you know, that I had to run out and hurry up and get my broker's license. I had it. I never expected to put it to use, but you know, I just felt that there was a place for me, and the people that wanted to work with me, the agents that wanted to work with me, and we have a common bond and a common respect for each other, and I think that's really important. It gave me the confidence. But the PAL, excuse me, allowed me to keep some of my own money to do the renovations and, you know, make that bridge to get it all done.
To turn a restaurant into a business office probably took a little bit more than just a little work, so that helped you with that. But ideal site, and of course, you're, like I mentioned, one of the smart business people around here who's been making things happen, as you said, nearly 30 years. So, wow, congratulations on a great career, and keep on going. Plus, you're close to the rail trail, so if you want to go for a walk, you're right there along Market Street. All right, well, we're going to say goodbye to you, but we will give you another moment. If folks wish to contact RE/MAX Bridge, please tell folks how to do so.
Easiest way is by telephone, 570-768-4792, or remaxbridges@gmail.com. It all comes into it.
All right. Well, fantastic. Good luck, and keep in touch. We're glad you're on board with the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce, and we will meet again. And for some reason, I have a memory of us being in a motor home in Lewisburg talking about maybe a veterans service or something. Do you recall that by chance? Is there something?
I do, and I do still participate with Heroes Home Advantage. We rebate some of our commission back to veterans looking to purchase property, and it helps bridge their gap if they're a little short on funds. And in today's real estate market, you've got to be competitive, and that little bit of extra that we kick back to them oftentimes helps them put together their home purchase.
Well, good for you. Keep that up. Yeah, I knew I had that vague recollection. Sadly, to me, it was just another good story. But, you, of course, you know all the details. You're living that, so you remembered. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for all you're doing, Ann.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate
Much appreciated. Ann Hilliard of Remax Bridges, a real estate agency in Lewisburg on Market Street, where the Reba and Poncho's facility was located. Okay, so personal asset loan, if folks want to get involved.
Absolutely. If you go to our website, centralpachamber.com, and click on economic development, and then there's a whole special page under that for the PAL program. There's some videos as well from folks who've used the program to explain how simple it is. And I also want to mention that Milton Savings Bank in Milton was the very first one to go on board and do a loan using this program. So, you know, it can be any financial institution of your choice. And I think sometimes we get a great relationship and rapport with our financial institution, and it's more comfortable for us in these situations to go with someone we know. And all you have to simply do is say, you know, I want to use the PAL program, and they contact us, and we'll get the ball rolling.
All right. Some other things that have happened. LeaderCast, of course, that was successful a couple weeks ago. And now you are going to have a follow-up opportunity for participants, or brand new people can sign up. Like, I can recommend a segment to one of my peers, and they can sign up.
Absolutely. I feel that, you know, folks are so pressured as to how much time they have to spend these days. So we went back to the drawing board, and we want to make sure that everyone gets an opportunity to grow in their leadership. So we decided to take these and break them out into two-hour segments. And we'll be making an announcement here later this week how you can purchase either one, two, three, or four, all the segments. But then you can pick 2 hours. You can watch it at your leisure, you know, whether it's in the evening, in the morning, before you get started, on your lunch break, you know, over a period of time. So we want to make sure that we continue to give everyone they need those tools to continue to be a great leader. And I think there's just so many good topics that came out of that day that, like you said, some folks are already looking to repurchase certain segments because they just want to hear it again.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And I have to recommend one of the segments to one of our colleagues here. So we're going to do that. And whereas it is leadership program and leadership, but there's a lot of personal development. I know the segment that we just enjoyed on flow, this idea of getting into a groove while working is just so helpful, and how to nurture that and enjoy it, and then even follow up or prolong it, this idea that you get into a real work zone and you can accomplish a lot and really focus. Okay, well, you have another minute left, so believe it or don't, our whole segments go by so quick. Go ahead and talk about some of the things you got coming.
Sure.
Up.
I just want to make sure that folks know we have a program called Raising the Board. I think we've graduated upwards of over 40 people so far. And what that is, it's a program to help those who are or maybe are considering to be on a board of a not-for-profit, even a board of a business. I just signed up this week to be on the board at my church because I was elected to do so. And these kinds of programs help you to know what to do. You know, they help you to try to figure out how to act and apply, and also, you know, how to look at the financials and make sure that you're not just saying yes when they ask you to vote, that you actually know what you're looking at, you understand it, and you feel that you are entitled to ask questions and the right questions. So we are looking to do another session here in the summer of Raising the Board. So if you have any interest at all, just give our office a call or hop on the website. We would love to give you the details. We haven't set dates yet because we want to work with the groups. If there's a certain day or time that works for you, that's when we want to do it. We're open to doing evenings, you know, daytime, morning, whatever works for the group, but we want to be able to do that.
How much does it cost for people?
$99.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to probably sign up for this.
And it's four segments, and you get the copyrighted materials to take with you, and you get to sit and meet with other like-minded folks when the instructors come in, so it's a really great benefit.
I'm on a couple boards, and I look at the spreadsheet. I don't even know enough to ask questions. That's how bad it is for me. So,
I think, you know, if you are on a board and something comes down the pipe while you were serving, and it was done fraudulently, God forbid, or anything else, but you were there voting. On the financials every month, that you do play a little part in that because you left it go by without asking a question.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. We've had this happen, had some big thefts at area boards and authorities around here, and folks that were in the know didn't know they were presented with false information, and there were clues there. You know, forensic investigators found it when they went through, so it was there all along, and folks just, you know, they're not trained to and don't expect a need to look for it. So, all right, so that's that. CentralPAChamber.com. Great.
Yes.
Go-to phone phone number, website, right?
Yes, 570-742-7341, and you'll always get a live person when we're open.
TJ Ikey, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce.